All right, and we're gonna get down to the bottom of this thing. Solve this fucking mystery. heavy-handed trigger warning on this one. Okay, so let's see here. So, of course, there is the Blavity covered this story, and EDM covered this story, and just a whole bunch of niggas on YouTube with this story, gossip on this with the story. You know, like, it's like, you know how the wine cellar is. We really want the sort of either leftist or straight news outlets. And no, Blavity is not leftist. Blavity is petty bourgeois boule niggas. Okay, that's the fuck Blavity is. But Dominic Williams turned himself in. I think this story may actually still be unfolding. All right. So we're looking at AJC.com news. And this was updated 18 hours ago from right now. Right now it is 3:17 a.m. Morning Wine Cellar, Central Standard Time. And a man was arrested after a video appearing to show him being appearing to show a woman being sexually assaulted at Opera Nightclub was streamed on Facebook Live earlier this month, authorities confirmed. The Atlanta police fellers, Channel 2, they told Channel 2 Action News that Dominic Williams, a 34-year-old individual, turned himself in Tuesday after a special victims unit investigators secured a warrant against him on a charge of aggravated sodomy. Lieutenant, I think that's what that L is for. Lieutenant Chris Stewart and, okay, no, that's just L. L. Chris Stewart and Joshua Palmer, attorneys for the woman, said in a joint statement that Dominic Williams' arrest, quote, serves as vindication for her and all other women who have been victims of sexual assault, end quote. Bold statement. On January 20th, the police fellers said the department received calls from people who had seen the alleged assault on Facebook. and then, like, there's a link right here in this article that also has, like, previous coverage where you can hear her saying, no, stop, like, on the Facebook Live. Jasmine Island, I think is how you pronounce her name. The next day, the police announced that they had identified and contacted the man seen in the video, but they didn't release his name because the investigation was ongoing. The video streamed on Facebook Live from inside the club on Crescent Avenue in Midtown, and it appears to show a woman being sexually assaulted in a local nightclub. Okay. You get it. We get it. We get it. Proximity. Cis black men harming cis black women and other femme folks. Proximity. And but fucking what's really ill, there's a larger story in this, and it's not just a larger story, a larger what we know is normal and what is accepted and expected and disposable. There's just essentially this video of this black woman being raped online, just there. Like, when I said bunch of niggas on YouTube, because when, like, looking for coverage of this outside of Blavity or, you know, these fucking gossip sites and celebrity news sites, you find these niggas on YouTube and they're just playing the video and talking about it, and it's like right there, like the nigga, and a lot of people commented, they say, yo, you see him lick his palm, and it's like, yeah, he licks his palm and he fucking lifts her skirt up and he's holding her, and he's just raping her on video, just raping her right there on video, and it's just online. None of this shit is like being taken down, none. I reported YouTube videos. See what happens. Because I did this before, way back in the Facebooks. There was a video, and there was no audio. But I'm like, are they raping a fucking black woman right there on the damn video? and report it. That shit, that was back in 2014. It didn't go down then. It's 2019. Maybe that fucking video's down. But that's just some shit that just be there. Like, because everybody accepts it and likes it. It's cool. You know, like, the Dr. Dre Nothing But a G Thang video where he just, they're playing the volleyball and boom, sexual assault right there in the music video. But because her breasts were blurred out, hey, it's just a fun time at the music video. And it's like, I get it, like, these are people performing and there's a director and it's professional. But what they're showing is like, this is our normal fun time. We sexually assault women and expose their breasts at a volleyball game. Fun. Black women in particular. All right. So that's that one going around. And then there's a now we got the misogynoir. Now here comes the trans misogynoir. black transgender student. I'll say girl because this is a teenager. So this is a black trans girl. This is a kid. All right. And this coming off of Fox 13. Now, keep in mind, this is under the, I mean, these little locals, these are subsidiaries of the larger cable Fox News. And we're going down to Memphis, Tennessee for this one. And we're going to pump up that text size for my glaucoma there. My eyes are shit. Memphis, Tennessee, a transgender student in Memphis Memphis high school said she was being targeted because of her gender identity. I've noticed that over the past year. These Fox outlets don't miss gender. It's very interesting. Keelani Grand said it's morning wine cellar. Right now in this moment, it is 3:24 a.m. They're also not dead naming either. Keelani Grand said a group of boys from Melrose High School called her names and threatened to hurt her after school on Monday. Grand tried to do the right thing and walk away, but the group kept following her and calling her names. One student even spit on her. Fox 13 reached out to SCS and SCS and officials said they are looking into the incident. The name calling escalates to death threats, according to Keelani Grant. Quote, they were saying the usual names. She said, I'll quote her. They were saying the usual names. You faggot. You gay. You tranny. We ready to fight you. We ready to beat you. We are going to shoot you. We going to kill you. End quote. Excuse the slurs in the verbatim quote. Those painful words were shouted on the campus where Grand used to feel safe. She was talking to friends outside Melrose, and two boys tried to fight her after school Monday. And, quote, I was like, why you always messing with me? Can't you leave me alone? End quote. Keelani Grand says she is no stranger to bullying. She started transitioning from this one, it says man to woman, but this is a child, okay? started transitioning at the beginning of the month, and the name calling kept getting worse. Keelani Grand made her complaints in the past, but she claims nothing was done. Quote, sometimes I think I should hide myself, but people tell me to keep pushing and be myself. End quote. After walking away from those boys, two more joined in and followed her. Then one of them spit on her. Luckily, Keelani's grandmother and aunt picked her up before the crowd got bigger. Her aunt, who did not want to be identified, was shocked by what she saw. Quote, there were 16 guys there, and I said, all of them want to fight you for what? End quote. her grandmother made a complaint that same day, but it's unclear if any action was taken. Keilani Grant said this time is the last straw. She is considering transferring schools to avoid further harassment. Quote, "It's unbelievable. It's shocking that I have to be removed from a situation because people don't like who I am," end quote. Fox 13 spoke with the Martavius Hampton with outlet called Out Memphis on which is an advocacy group for the LGBTQ community. He said it is important to have a strong support system for LGBTQ students at school. Quote, "We want to make sure someone makes a report or complaint that is followed through and it's respected, and it's respected to make sure the student is safe and protected," end quote. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and link this with the web post here. Ooh. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, that's going on. Now, as we head out of here and get done with this, morning wine cellar, let's go over to Zionist General Anti-Blackness, all right? Rape culture, proximity rape culture, misogynoir, trans-misogynoir. Now, all out, full on, anti-blackness in general. And where is that? I know it's in Tel Aviv. I have this one. William Jackson Shaved. April Gibson. In 45 years, we've killed 60% of the Earth's wildlife. A white man falsely charged with trafficking heroin. BuzzFeed accused of laying off mostly POC and LGBT employees. Chicago police say that actor Aussie Smollett refuses to hand over cell phone. Ah, there it is. Scuffles break out after mass Tel Aviv protest against police brutality ends. You know what? Let's save that one for Evening Wine Cellar with Phoenix Kaliter. And let's go over here to Detroit. Now let's go on back to misogynoir and rape culture. And let's check our decibels as we head in there. Good money, good money, good money. All right, so.
Priceless.
Okay, now listen to this audio. Now, we don't even need to go through the article. I read the article while I was still in bed. And what's going on here is a young black woman. Actually, I don't have her age here, so might be a black girl, might be a teenager. Rode out in a car that had expired tags, and white cop pulls her over, right? White cop pulls her over, confiscates the vehicle, and sends her off walking. Keep in mind, we're still in the jet stream, the southern jet stream of the broken polar Arctic vortex, all right? So sub-zero temperatures, and they sent her walking. But it's not just that they sent her walking, it's that they offered a ride home. Now, let's think about this one. Holtzclaw, anyone? Or, Holtzclaw for all the other people. If you follow the wine cellar, you know this is just cops in general. And if you follow the wine cellar, you know this is kind of men in general. So fuck no, she didn't get in that car with those fuckers. And so they could take her behind somewhere and fucking gang rape her, because there was two of them. All right? But then, after they do that, they videotape her walking back home. Which, thank fuck, she was only a block away from her house. All right, let's hear this audio from the video they posted.
Priceless.
So priceless, ain't that something? And then they put tags on the video, and it says what black girl magic looks like. Now, I don't know if you noticed. Now, they're racist anyway. They're misogynist and misogynist anyway. But you ever notice when a cis man hits on a person he assumes to be a cis woman and she turns him down, now it's time for the insults? Like, I really think that they were going to try to fucking gang rape her. And the offer you a ride home, that was the hitting on her portion. All right, so they're saying priceless, and they have the tag what black girl magic looks like up in their video.
So she gestures one more time. Priceless.
Okay, same.
In the cold.
In the cold. They're very aware of it. They're very aware of how cold it is. Okay, and then they also put celebrating Black History Month. All right, and that's and this was a Snapchat video, which is a place where you can post videos. And this was overseer Gary Steele, Steele, all right, out there in Detroit. And yeah, so because his potential rape victim didn't get in the car with him, he has to post the insulting video. Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, it's like, what if someone had like a temporary skin condition, maybe to an allergic reaction, and we took pictures of it and put it in a gallery for men? It would be the men art rash. All right, that'll be your fucking wine cellar. All right, so Jasmine Eiland, raped on video, viral on YouTube. I reported four of the videos. There's fucking, who knows, there's countless videos, just niggas on YouTube playing the video and talking about it. And the trans misogynoir with the little baby student there, maybe gonna transfer. And right here, more rape culture misogynoir, what black girl magic looks like. Ain't that something? All right. Morning wine cellar over and out. 3:34 a.m. I got to get ready to head down to this factory. going to be doing some ill work today. All right. Getting my riding the fucking Skyjack scissor lift around. All right. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.